This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 21st of February. I'm Roger Hearing. Now, there wasn't a lot of movement on the US share markets today, and attention was rather more focused on the release of transcripts of the Federal Reserve meetings from 2008. Now, that was the moment when the global economy came close to meltdown. I asked Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street in New York if the accounts of what had happened then had thrown up anything unexpected.
I think it's surprising that they did not grasp earlier how bad the situation was. I think they felt, and maybe this is just human nature, that they would be able to fix it in a matter of days. And, of course, it turned out that they badly misjudged the situation, and they didn't know how dire it was until, you know, the markets were within a day of collapsing.
Was it Ben Bernanke in the end who had made the right decisions, do you think, or was it in the end kind of luck that they managed to find a way out of it?
The transcripts show what is the consensus that he and Tim Geithner, who was then the head of the New York Fed, did as much as anybody to make sure that the global financial system didn't collapse completely. If you took the sort of main part of the federal government, they couldn't do a lot because they didn't have the backing of Congress yet. So I think that historians will look back and think that Bernanke really was the critical person to solving the problems.
And so he was the right man on the day. But looking back again, and obviously it's very easy, 2020 hindsight and all that, but were there obvious things that they didn't do?
Well, I think they'll always be blamed, particularly the Fed, because of its oversight of a lot of the country's banking, for not having seen it coming. You know, this was such a massive pool of debt, and so much of it was distressed. And it's one of those situations where it was ignored up until the days before the collapse started. It was sort of like, well, we'll be just fine. There's some bad debt in there, but it'll work its way through the system like bad debt usually does.
Doug McIntyre there of 24/7 Wall Street and what was happening on the markets today. Not a lot has to be said, but on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 0.2% at 16,103. Here in London, the 100 share index was up 0.4% at 68.38.